At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grateful to have you with us today. Of course, 855-839-1210 is our number on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. So when I woke up this morning, I read the big New York Times story about frustrated parents in our area. One of the parents featured is a parent that I've been in touch with the last couple months. Clarice Schillinger is my guest right now. She founded a political action committee to push for the option of 5 days a week of in-person school. Hey, Clarice, good morning. It's great to have you on, and I see you in the New York Times. Fantastic work. Good job.
Good morning, Rich. Thank you so much for having me. I was really excited that the New York Times decided to interview all of us and run this story to shed the light on what is really going on with these school closures. Our children really need to go back.
You've been fighting for this for months. I mean, I got an email from you months ago. You guys were doing a virtual car rally at one point to try to get kids back in school. You now have become a real leader in this movement. But you yourself personally, as the article points out, I mean, it's been a real struggle for you personally and your family.
Yes, it has. I was a teen mom, and I have clawed my way up to make this American dream, right? And over the past year, I've left my job to make sure my children are taken care of in this virtual environment. And I would like to note, I'm a lucky one, right? I'm a lucky one that has a husband that's supportive and lets me stay at home. But I know that there are parents out there, you know, single parents or parents that cannot leave one job and just live off of one income. And we can't forget these children that are sitting at home, maybe by themselves doing schoolwork, or they're helping their younger kids, you know, their younger siblings trying to get through this schoolwork. It's just, it's really tough to sleep at night knowing that there's so many children that need school for much more than just education, right? Like education and the school building is a safe haven from abuse. It is food, heat to some children. And we can't forget those children.
Clarice, your pack is called the Keeping Kids in School Pack, and it's there to support school board candidates who want the option for 5 days a week in-person learning. You've been in touch with many people and candidates, and I know that you are really active here in this. Tell us a little bit more about those efforts.
Yes, so the Keeping Kids in School Pack, the pack itself was actually only established 5 weeks ago. And we have over 60 candidates that we're considering endorsing. This is a bipartisan effort. School closures is actually everyone. They know, everyone believes in the right of choice. We're not saying to take away the virtual option. That's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is the children that thrive in-person instruction, they should be given that appropriate education to succeed. If you don't mind, Rich, if I can just note, the Philadelphia School District has spent $65 million in renovating the schools and personal protective equipment, and they are still closed. So what we're really like speaking with our candidates about is really it's no amount of money that's going to open these schools. What's actually going to open these schools is starting to use the guidance that like Bucks County, for instance, is following with the 6 feet when feasible instead of 6 feet. So we have this moving goalpost provided by the lovely teachers union that, you know, they want personal protective equipment. Now they want vaccines. Now they want, you know, better HVAC in systems. Well, some of these schools don't even have HVAC systems. So what are we going to do? Start building new schools? So the candidates that the Keeping Kids in School PAC is endorsing are candidates that believe full return to school for the children that need it is absolutely essential. And they're going to start pushing for the 6 feet when feasible guidance.
Well, good, because I think it's an excuse that they're using. That, you know, they keep coming up with more excuses, Clarice, and that's part of the problem here. Clarice Schillinger is my guest. She's a mom, and she's very, very active right now in trying to get kids back in the classroom 5 days a week. First of all, I applaud your efforts. I think you're great. I know this has been a really hard time for you and your family, but I just got to say bravo to you. I mean, really, you know, you guys pulled your 9-year-old son out of the Haparo-Horsham district. You enrolled him in a fully open Catholic school. Is that right? Is that, if I'm reading this from the article, is that correct? And your other kid, I guess you had to do some remote learning with. Is that?
Oh yeah, she's still doing remote, and it's not working. And I got to tell you, we are also considering a Catholic school for her as well, because, you know, the Catholic schools are thriving. They're open 5 days a week, and they are thriving. I mean, God bless them, right? Good for them.
Yeah.
So, and they're doing it successfully.
What I also found really interesting about this New York Times article is that this, and you said it earlier, Clarice, you know, this affects everybody, suburban moms, city moms, white, black, everybody's affected by this. They profile you. They also profile a hairstylist in North Philadelphia. She's just said, I've done. She's moving her family to Florida because she can't take it, the fact that Philadelphia schools are still closed right now. I mean, this is something, but I think a lot of people's eyes are opening up to just how powerful the teachers' unions are. And even in the article, it says that, like your PAC, for example, this is a real David and Goliath effort, because the teachers' unions and their PACs and how much money they have and how impactful they are in Pennsylvania politics, going up against them is almost impossible. But I think the difference now is that, you know, a year ago, you probably, Clarice, never even would have thought about the teachers' unions. How many other moms like you are out there, you know?
So when I talk to all these moms that you saw in the New York Times article, actually, we have a call with a couple representatives right after I'm off the phone with you to see what we can do at the state level to start getting these schools open. And like you said, it really, truly, it affects all of us, all moms, all dads. I mean, it's really bad. But I think that where we step back and say, my goodness, we missed this all along. While we were living our lives, we missed the teachers' union just setting up to do something like this. They're so far ahead of us, but that's not going to intimidate us. We're not going to stop until our children have a voice at that table just as strong as theirs, because our children need it, Rich. I mean, I got to tell you, we have children that we know currently as we speak that are laying in the hospital waiting on an adolescent mental health bed because all the adolescent mental health beds are full. Where are those numbers in Pennsylvania? I mean, this is truly a greater pandemic, and we cannot keep forgetting these children. Their spirits are dying. We have to open these schools. No more moving the goalposts. No more excuses. They have to open. The kids that need in-person learning, provide that to them. That is a free, appropriate education for them.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Clarice, do me a favor. Keep me posted, please. I want to have you on again. This is the single most important issue, I think, right now in America. I really believe that. Thank you for fighting this fight. God bless you, your family. I know this is really tough on you guys, but you got a warrior spirit in you. I can hear it over the phone. So keep up a good fight. Give my best to everybody in your group, and let's talk again.
Thank you. Thank you. For every single child, we will continue to fight. Thank you, Rich.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.